Can I tweet that we're live? Do you think it's safe?
Yes, I think it's safe.
It's safe.
Well, they know we're live.
I just can't imagine someone seeing it, the tweet, and then going to the thing in the amount of time that it was like.
It's if you, if you've never watched the podcast before and you just
got the Twitter,
it's always
follow
safe.
Us on Twitter.
I'll give you the go ahead. It's always safe to tweet that.
You would be surprised.
Sometimes tweeting can lead to world ending things.
I get people going, I clicked it, you weren't live.
You know what you should do to them?
And then they left.
Block.
No.
Problem solved.
But that was our mistake.
That's negative.
We did before it was live.
Why so negative?
No.
See, Sean runs things loose. Like,
I'm positive that I don't need that kind of annoyance in my life. You couldn't wait the 13 seconds. So
Sean's.
I called him negative, and literally the first word out of his mouth was no.
But that's our fault.
And that the fans are
annoying. I tweeted it before it was accessible to the people. That's not on them. That's on me.
Who annoys you?
Sean, can I just say this?
Hit refresh one fucking time, and you want to spend your time instead writing an email to
Ryan? Rant alert.
Okay, listen.
Rant alert.
See the way he is? See the way he's acting? Sean's Steve Ballmer. I'm Steve Jobs. All right? Yeah. Steve Ballmer. I'm yelling about this. I'm yelling about that. But the details are lost.
It is.
And there's no taste.
Can I add on that?
The thing to him.
Steve Jobs comes out and he says, you know what? I'm not yelling. I'm going to show you this.
Can I
just change the world?
Steve Ballmer.
He's also dead.
Steve Jobs. Steve Austin.
Oh.
Steve Urkel.
Hey.
Theme song.
Lisa. What?
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. Love and tradition of the grand design. Some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue.
Can I hereby decree that Kevin is Steve Wozniak?
No. Steve, what?
That means he'll be gone soon.
No, don't cut to him. No.
You're not the most Wozniak of us all?
That means he'll be gone soon.
Oh, sad day.
Sad, very sad.
Sorry.
It's June 4th. Some people want to force upon us the fallacy
I want to do that.
Mega 64 day.
Hey, guys. Happy Mega 64
but
day.
But that is...
What?
A weak illusion.
Happy.
And your life is a construct. And you are blind to the troubles of humanity if you think that today is Mega 64 day.
It's not.
It is. Happy birthday, Mega 64 day.
Happy birthday.
What?
We weren't born on this day.
Happy birthday, Mega 64.
Sean's into weird shit that
doesn't
make sense.
Jesus Christ wasn't born on December 25th.
Here we go.
I did know that.
But we celebrated on Christmas, so this is the first.
Yeah. Do you know why?
Fuck no.
Then why would you use that as an example?
Because it's true. That's
the
truth.
Research.
Anyway, so today we are born.
So are we hijacking a pagan celebration today? Or
yeah, that's how I feel. I'm Catholic. I ain't doing that.
Fuck that. I'm a true Catholic too.
Name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Pope John Paul, number two. You. That's the only pope I still recognize. Fuck the two new ones. I'm holding on for John Paul to come
back.
I'm
a John Paul OG fan.
All the way.
Original pope. OG.
And you know what? I condemn Sean to hell for his... devilish celebration.
There is no hell. So, is this like a?
Are you Jewish?
What? No, I'm nothing. I was thinking about all religions today.
Really?
Actually. I was, and I was thinking this isn't for me. This whole idea, I don't like it. Not for me. If you're anything, good on you. But for me, I don't know. I'm not into it right now.
If you're anything,
maybe later
good
when
on
I'm
you.
Like on my deathbed, I'll pick one. A
which
random
one? Oh, convenient.
One I'll honestly get a Mega 64 wheel and just spin it.
Convenient.
Go Jedi.
I'll just pick one.
Pick Jedi. That's the fun one.
This guy's gonna end up flying spaghetti monster, Pastafarian.
No, celebrate. Hey, honestly, no. That's my least favorite one because that one's the most annoying.
Wow.
Okay. Man, he's just cut burning.
They're worse than Scientology in your book, huh?
What?
We're gonna make a hierarchy of all the religions Sean hates.
I don't hate any religion. I'm just saying none of them are for me. That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's basically a fuck you.
We gotta find one.
This guy's worse than Hitler. At least Hitler liked some religions.
Did he? Which one did he like? I don't even know.
His own.
Yeah.
What was his?
Whatever he did.
I don't want that one either. That was
it was
one.
The German one.
Germanism.
Yeah.
I don't like Germanism.
Oh, hear that, Germany? Hope we got fans
Germany
over there in
now
Dusseldorf.
Is pretty cool, though.
What? Well, we'll talk about that
okay.
later. God,
every bridge burned.
You know,
I just
can't feel like all these
every
religious
book
nuts, I'm not into it. It's too crazy.
Why are you hiding your eyes?
He's been crying.
It's too crazy.
This is someone, he's judging the whole thing off a few bad eggs.
No. Yep.
You just said it.
No.
You just said, no, these nuts. That's not what it's about. It's not about that. You got to appreciate the word. Be good to thy neighbor. Be good to thy family. Mm-hmm. Without religion, you can't do that. It's not possible.
Oh.
You have no motivation
fuck.
To. That's why people without religion typically steal and hurt and kill.
Is that what they do?
Cheat,
yeah.
too.
I mean, that's going to be you.
Cheating and
that's
lying.
Gonna be, that's you.
It's going to be you.
You know any liars out there?
Yeah, Jenny's just completely up a creek because you're not going to respect her.
No. Oh, I didn't think about that. Fuck. All right. Well, I'll get the wheel out later. I'll pick one tonight.
Okay.
Sean's going to pick a religion at by the end of the night.
At the end of tonight's show, Sean will have a new religion and he will. Next week, we'll check in and he will practice.
I've been working on a doctrine because I've always wanted to start a cult.
Yeah.
So maybe, Sean, if you want to be like
yeah.
my first.
I would love
that's
to.
That's made up bullshit. We're going to get a real one
yeah.
in here.
You know what? Yeah. I'm with Garrett. I'm gonna make up my own religion.
Okay.
I'm going to run for president, and if yeah. that fails, then I'm just going to make up my own religion. And that can't fail. But we'll talk more about that later.
Okay.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mega 64 podcast.
Can we just kick things off the right way? Can we do that real quick?
Kick it.
Hold on.
Let's introduce ourselves.
Okay.
Real quick, you know. I'm not going to assume everybody's watched every single episode. Maybe somebody's tuning in for the first time. In which case, welcome to a great episode. If this is your first taste of Mega 64, you're lucky. I'm Derek Acosta. I'll just go down the line for you guys. Here with Rockabody, Sean yes. Chatfield, Garrett Hunter. We are Mega 64. Kevin joining us on the computer tonight. We fired Eric, frankly.
Oh.
Wasn't doing a good job.
Yep.
He's out
of
here.
Too religious. Too nope. twitchy, get the fuck out of here.
That's why? That was
no.
your reason?
No.
Wow, okay.
I'm just joking. You guys, comedy.
I don't even
comedy
know what to say at this point.
Out left and right here.
Let's kick it off right. Rocco, go ahead.
I just think, no bullshit, we got to just do what this podcast does best. Mm. Sorry it has to go this way, but it does. Will I am, idiot he is.
Let's get it started.
Will.i.am performed a benefit concert.
I saw that.
In
Holy
the United
shit.
Kingdom
respect,
last night.
Respect to
respect.
That.
Who is he
great,
benefiting?
You
it
know,
was the,
all
the Manchester, the bombings that happened at the Ariana Grande concert. I think he came out on stage and played with
yeah,
them.
They played a
oh
concert.
My God. You know what? Those people have suffered enough.
Oh.
Well, he ran out.
Sad.
You know,
sad day.
To his credit, he ran out. Good spirits. He ran out, yeah, yo, what's up? Yo, what's up, London?
What's up, London?
Problem is, Manchester is not London. He was not in London.
Oh,
he oops. Was in Manchester, which
you'd
is different.
It was in the news. You think he'd get it right?
Yeah. So anyway, but don't worry. Will.i.am said it was an homage.
What?
To London?
Because they had
yeah,
a terrorist attack too.
Yeah. So, you know, he was doing like a tribute
yeah.
to
oh,
them. So, yeah. So, happy
tribute.
Ending.
Honestly, if you fuck up, just own it. That's
no,
okay.
No, it's a tribute.
Everyone
no.
fucks up. That's
no.
true, right? I guess William doesn't make mistakes.
Yeah.
No, he really doesn't.
You
well,
can't.
I'm glad that the whole terrorism issue has been settled thanks to Will.i.am.
Yeah, so he solved it.
Has ISIS heard ring-a-ling off of Monkey Business?
Clearly not.
Clearly not, because they put the guns down and start
dancing
and making booty calls, as the song suggests.
I hate to do this, but I'm gonna, unfortunately, on that note, I have to, in case you haven't heard the news, Fergie has left the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh,
really?
Wait, yeah. Is this recent?
And just the other day,
oh my,
she put
I saw
out
her
a statement.
Piss herself on stage with
yeah.
the Black Eyed Peas.
I know. It's like you know her.
Intimately.
So, but Will.i.am had a statement. So don't worry about it.
Ferg.
He's reassuring everybody.
Okay.
That she's working on her solo project at the moment, We're on this brand new experience celebrating 20 years of Black Eyed Peas putting out music, says Will. We worked on a bunch of songs on her solo record. We're proud that she has her label, but Black Eyed Peas are pushing it forward in terms of content, technology, and experiences on our new project, Masters of the Sun, The Zombie Chronicles.
Yeah, wow, Masters of the Sun.
The Zombie Chronicles.
What? Cool. Is that?
Graphic novel. They're doing a graphic novel.
Oh, okay. Masters of the Sun.
One?
Yeah.
That's great. That's crazy. Right in
Who's
line.
Who's doing that? Huh?
Wiz I Live. What's the Gross. DJ Trap?
Wiz I Live.
Gross.
What's the other guy?
Wiz I Live. What was... complete the name for me.
Wiz I Live. What's
Wiz
the...
Wiz I Live.
What's the other... The long hair.
There's, Wiz I Live.
There's Apple, Taboo? Apple Taboo. The app, and, Apple the app.
And you know, Wiz I Live,
Taboo,
aka Taboo.
He sounds like the evil rival of Will I Am.
I was mixing them up.
Wiz you know what? I'm.
Are they drawing this or like who's
tired of Fergie? To hell with Fergie. I'll say it.
Oh, he'll say it.
First what? Album, Fergalicious. The new album, Fergusting.
Will I Am is such an innovator that he thought of doing a zombie comic.
He's 10 years too late.
Whoa!
He really just crazy. Changed, you know, wherever he goes, he
I believe it's pronounced Zombie.
Yeah, you know, first of all, zombies.
Yeah, the dots are in there.
Second of all, it's not a graphic novel.
Yeah, yeah, it's not a comic. One.
Hey, Scratchman in the chat has suggested the album title "Forgotten." I'm gonna go with that one.
Hey, that's good.
That's really good. Funny. Anyway, shout out to
Scatman.
London and the zombies and all
yeah,
that
shout
stuff.
Out London.
That didn't,
didn't
come out.
Shout out to all victims of Everything Everywhere.
Yeah.
Miss Beck.
We're going to have a benefit on our YouTube channel. Go watch some Mega 64 videos and email them to all victims of Everything Everywhere.
Subscribe.
Tell them to subscribe. Thumbs it'll make them feel better. Honestly, comment. It'll make them feel better. Do that for them.
Oof.
Yeah. Log into their computer and
subscribe. It's not as healing as the Will I as the music of Will I Am, but you know it'll do the job. Anyway, a lot of important stuff in the world today. Obviously, we covered the biggest already because that's kind of on everyone's mind. But
you guys have been watching Twin Peaks, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah, just the first 2 hours I've seen.
He saw the first 2 hours. I saw the first four. I'm caught up.
Boom.
Clearly, Garrett has more responsibilities in his life.
I mean, I've been extra busy lately.
Yeah.
Okay. So
you had a rough week.
So it stands as correct.
It's
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to diminish.
Whoa,
Rocco's.
whoa. Yeah.
Diminish away. Hey, I know this guy personally. Diminish away.
Hey, in all honesty,
yeah.
There's been more shows that I've wanted to watch than ever.
You guys talk about some of the craziest
recently.
Stuff that I've missed out on.
Like there's a ton of stuff. But normally there's nothing I'm really into. Mm-hmm. And right now, like Leftovers is wrapping up, but Silicon Valley's on, Twin Peaks is on.
Oh my gosh.
I've been watching fucking anime too. I've been watching Attack on Titan and
that's back now.
DBS.
There's so much stuff that I was watching that I kind of gave up on or just forgot about, and now that it's all back in a new season, I have not started watching anything. I'm still like halfway through last season's of stuff I was watching.
Well, what has worked out for me is not to do a self plug, but
I've
been working on a certain book. Lately,
I hear good things about.
As I've been kind of going through some old stuff, I've been able to watch stuff. You know, as I do it, you know, it's not like when you edit a video, you're focused on that and that's it. You don't have time for shit else. But with this, it's kind of like okay, I can watch stuff and kind of look, you know, whatever. And so I've actually been able to catch up on this stuff. But I talked about Twin Peaks a couple weeks ago. I made predictions for the new season.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, this is going to be a disaster. People are going to turn on it.
Because you did say that.
You're going to get that thing. Not even that it was going to be bad, but just
overhyped?
That. No, I thought it was going to. I know he's going to go weird with it, David Lynch. And I thought the fans are all going to go, this isn't Twin Peaks, and turn it off.
So you're being negative.
I was just thinking that would happen. I didn't even say the show would be bad. Mm. I just thought, anyway. But. Mm-hmm. I don't feel that happened. I actually feel like the show that they've been putting out actually does a good job. Like, I've actually been really enjoying it. And I bag on the old Twin Peaks all the time.
Right.
But I've really enjoyed these first four of this new show.
Now, I'm sorry. I have a question for you real quick.
Yeah.
This is a new show?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, new season.
It's a continuation.
Okay, so I could just start here, right?
Well, you could.
But I guess you could.
I feel like you'd be pretty lost. Okay. It seems, you know, they kind of made it seem like it would be okay. It's pretty impenetrable.
I wasn't sure if it was like a new. It's for fans.
Now you have this hard choice of, do you want to suffer through two seasons of a shit show?
That's exactly it.
That's what I want.
I still can't recommend most of the old show. However, I enjoy the finale of the original show. I watched that again, and then I watched the new ones, and I'm so happy I did that. It's all coming off of that.
I could recommend for people out there that don't want to sit through insufferable season two of that show. Mm-hmm. There's a cut that you can find online of season one and two made into a two-hour feature.
Okay.
I forget what the title of this is. Do you remember when this became popular with, like, episode one? People would cut
Star
out...
You're talking about Star Wars.
Yeah. Episode one, Star Wars, cut out Jar Jar Binks. Yeah. And there was, like, a recut.
Absolutely.
So there's recuts of the entire show, season one and two, and parts of Fire Walk With Me, which is a film that comes after the two seasons.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's like a prequel movie that he made.
Yeah.
It's pretty good at telling you in kind of a chronological order, here's like the meat of this mystery.
Yeah.
And it does a really good job of doing that.
Yeah.
And then if you watched these new seasons, be pretty caught up on what's happening.
I'm normally I'm always like anti-fan edits.
I am as well.
Normally.
I am as
well. But this show is so entrenched in kind of a mess of shit around it that I honestly feel like if you just want to get caught up for this new one.
Hey, and if you got time and you're like super into it, there are some hilarious bad things in season two, like David Duchovny's storyline in drag as an FBI agent that works with that. Like, there's stuff from the deep, dark season two that is laughable. Sam, I think Sam Raimi's kid is Ted Raimi, isn't it? As a character briefly. A lot of Heather Graham stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's lovable for what it is, but yeah, it's hard to recommend. But anyway, the new season.
The new season I've really loved because I feel like it's really unfiltered, raw, just weird, and I love that. Mm-hmm. But it they do it in a way that it's not so obtuse that there isn't a thread you can follow. Because that's what I worry with David Lynch's stuff. It can sometimes get so weird that you don't even know what to talk about with other people.
Yeah.
This is done in that way that I loved Mulholland Drive, where it's like, it's bizarre, but like, let me watch that again because I think I understand what's going on here. And it doles out mystery shit almost in a way that Lost did, where it was like, okay, we give you another thing. Now here's another mystery, but it also kind of answers what you were thinking about this other thing. And it kind of, you keep going down this path and it's actually really interesting. Like I really like it. Anyway, so I like the four so far. I'm really impressed by it.
The first 2 hours that I've seen, there's definitely like some brand new kind of Twilight Zone-esque stuff that you're just like, what the fuck? And it's so written like he writes dialogue.
Yeah.
And the show is full of what I was kind of surprised to see is like a lot of Black Lodge stuff, like right off the bat.
Yeah. It's embracing the weird shit that people loved about the old, and that's what I like about it, because I like that. I didn't like any of the soap opera shit around it in the old show at all.
But there's enough of that too with introducing like some new FBI agents.
Yeah.
That you're getting like, okay, here's a new aspect to a cohesive story with like a time skip. This takes place in the future.
Yeah.
And it's got all that Lynch dialogue that maybe the dialogue is kind of shrouded in mystery and doesn't really make sense, but they're definitely showing you, if you watch the show, like the narrative to understand what's going on more through showing you than telling you. Cause it's kind of,
exactly.
It's hard to understand what the fuck people are talking about.
Yeah.
When they're talking to each other. But that's how the show is.
Yeah.
It's what their actions and kind of how the story unfolds. You can kind of piece it together.
Yeah.
There's hints, but in the dialogue, it's all fucking like mysterious on purpose.
Yeah.
It's good. So far, I'm happy with it.
It's funny also that you said that there's a time skip or a jump in the future.
Yeah.
Because it's literally been 20. It takes place 25 years in the future. And that's literally how long it's been.
Yeah.
So is that a time skip or just time?
Well, yeah, true. Just...
So anyway.
Master plan. He waited 25 years.
Sounds like shit.
He's been doing too much transcendental meditation, and it's gotten them all confused.
Yeah.
Confusing dialogue, confusing events.
It's a lot better than the old show, I promise. It's really good.
Yeah, because the old show had a lot of hands in it. He seems to be pretty over everything yeah. with this production.
He, I mean, he's in charge of sound design in the new show. Like, every detail has a credit for him.
Yeah. I've bought a few of his albums. Yeah. Crazy Clown Time, I think, was his most
David recent. Lynch releases music albums?
It's yep. very what you would think David Lynch music
I would
like.
Think, yeah. Like, and there industrial-ish.
Not quite.
Electronic.
Soundscape, real open.
Oh, soundscapes.
Yeah.
It's like atmospheric drones and
there's
stuff?
There's a lot of that. There's a lot of that. Cool. But yeah, it's in the show. You can hear his voice and his... I can definitely hear like his sound design featured yeah. throughout the show.
All yeah. right, nice.
It's cool if you're a Lynch fan.
Cool. Got about 30 more minutes to cover everything else we're going to talk about tonight.
Yeah. Shit. Well, we're only at the top of the list.
We're at item number one, wow. Twin Peaks. Wait, so real quick, you recommend it to everybody?
Yeah.
Do you recommend it to everybody out there?
I actually do, but... Again, you have to watch the old ones to get to it. So, yeah, that makes it really hard.
Sean, your opinion on Twin Peaks?
Haven't seen it, but I was going to watch it.
And now you're not?
No, I'm still going to watch it.
Oh, okay. Cool. Check it out for yourself. Hey, let us know if you like Twin Peaks. Tell us what you like about it. If you hate it, tell us what you hate about
it. Yeah, I actually do want to hear. I want to know if other people are on. I feel like I'm just hearing positive stuff. But.
Email us. Mega64 podcast. Podcast at Mega64.
Podcast at Mega64.com.
Let us know what you think. Hey, big movie coming out this weekend. I saw it. The new Wonder Woman
you
film.
Saw it?
Yeah. Yeah, I checked it out because it was getting really good reviews.
Yeah.
I saw it too.
Well, I had a bet on this movie with a fan. And
what
I,
was the bet?
The bet, he said that Captain Underpants was going to beat Wonder Woman in the box office. I said, no way.
Please.
No way.
No way.
Wonder Woman destroyed them.
Guess what? What's I won. Underpants? He's by a shirt now.
Exactly.
So.
Oh, exactly.
Perfect. Thank you.
Why would he think that? I mean, Wonder Woman's like the biggest
movie.
It
was a pretty safe bet, and I made the company some money, so...
There you go.
Garrett saw it. I saw it. You guys didn't see it?
No,
I was going to. I heard, like you, I heard good stuff, but every review I read was, compared to Batman versus Superman, oh my God. And I'm like, so is this actually good or have you just
I can review it. I'll cut through all
so
that bullshit.
I review.
Okay. So I have a spoiler free review of the movie. Will be spoiler free, but I want to know what you thought first.
I don't know much about DC. I've always been more of a Marvel fan,
yeah,
as I've talked about before. But I liked getting an origin story on Wonder Woman. I thought it was really cool for a superhero movie. I know I always say that. I did fall asleep during two parts.
You fell asleep twice? Wait, there, you fell asleep, woke up, and then fell asleep again?
So I've been working... 58-hour work
week.
Oh, shit.
Okay,
all right.
And Saturdays, and I'm just fucking exhausted, and I went in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Well, it was like a...
It's relaxing.
It's a 2.5-hour movie.
Okay. Yeah.
So, like, the movie got out at about 10:45. I'm pushing it. So a couple points, I dozed off. But, like, a cool villain. I really liked the character design, actually, how simple her, like... it was just a doctor... That's in the film. We're not spoiling anything. But there's a lot that I liked from the movie, and I think it did a origin story. I know where Wonder Woman came from.
Yeah.
Now, I had like ideas, like I knew
nothing
about the Amazons and stuff like this, but you really get to see it's their version of like the first Spider-Man. It's always an origin story, you know?
Yeah. So here's my review. Hey, if you like superhero movies, you're going to love Wonder Woman. The reviews are coming out saying it's one of the greatest superhero movies ever made. I think Hollywood has a real problem with overselling their movies at this point. Every single movie that comes out is 5 stars, a masterpiece, greatest thing ever. And frankly, movies
suck that bad.
Movies have not been that fucking good lately. And yeah, I would give Wonder Woman a solid 6 out of 10. Maybe a 7.
That's pretty good, though.
I give it a 7 if you don't mind CG. It gets a little PlayStation 2.
There's a lot of graphics. If you don't mind this, if you don't mind that.
Yeah.
So, and that's what kind of sucks. And ultimately, I think I just realized, hey, I'm officially not interested in superhero movies anymore. Wonder Woman was pretty entertaining for the most part. Like, hey, shit's happening. All right, I didn't fall asleep. But at the same time, I really feel like filmmaking is a lost art form, a dying art form. We're just not getting good movies of the same caliber that we were getting even a decade ago, and I could go on a whole different podcast to talk about this, but I just feel like, yeah, it's entertaining, but ultimately it's kind of a stupid movie. Like, it's just a dumb movie. There's a lot of dumb things about it. And
yeah, Wonder Woman's kind of a dumb character, though.
This is my
Here's
my major problem with this movie. So I'm going to tell you when it's set, the time that it's set in. It's set in World War One.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
And the villains, there are stock villains in this movie.
Okay.
You may be able to guess who they are.
Germans. Would be my
That's
guess.
Right.
They are Germans.
Mm.
Not they are
Nazis.
But they are portrayed as Nazis.
Yes.
And that's, this that's really bothered me while I was watching the movie, because I felt like, why are these non-Nazi Germans being portrayed as Nazis? Does Hollywood have such a lack of imagination that anybody who's German for the rest of time is just going to be a Nazi and we can kill them off? Hmm. You know, I was thinking, like, if Hollywood made a movie about the fall of Rome and all the German barbarians come in and invade, they'd be fucking Nazi barbarians. And if Hollywood if Hollywood makes a movie someday about global warming, Angela Merkel will be portrayed as a fucking Nazi, because that's as far as we can think.
Stock enemy.
Do they have, like, the pointed helmets at least?
Well, those are World War One. Not really.
Vader kind of.
They more have the Iron Cross instead of the swastika. They rock the Iron Cross.
The helmet, I thought.
They rep the Bismarck. History,
like, those helmets are fucking scary.
But it's you know, the Germans are just like violent for the sake of being violent. It's World War One, and they're portrayed as these super evil guys. And I just remembered learning about World War One in high school and reading All Quiet on the Western Front. The whole point of that book is the German and the English guy are in the same trench together at the end. And it's like, oh shit, we're not that different after all.
Right.
We could be brothers. If this whole war wasn't going on, we would probably be friends.
Yeah.
That is not the message of Wonder Woman. It is, oh, We're gonna end this war. I'm gonna kill all those fucking guys over there. And I just kept thinking, like, what did the Germans do to deserve the wrath of Wonder Woman? These poor fucking Germans are forced into this war, and then Wonder Woman decides they're the enemy and just takes them all out single-handedly?
Does she really, you know, she has a fucking sword.
Yeah.
She never really, like, dismembers or cuts any of these Germans in half. Oh, it's always, man, like, knock out with a whip.
But at the same time,
a shield.
Her comrades are Americans and English. She's protecting all of them from getting shot by the Germans, doing everything she can to protect them. These guys pull out fucking guns and are taking out Germans left and right. She's like, yeah, all right, now launch me up there.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I just felt like there was a real kind of crisis. Wonder Woman is trying to be this, you know, guardian of peace, but her actions don't really line up with that. And yeah, so, you know, it was an action movie, but just the motivations, kind of the whole thought behind the movie, I just felt was kind of off base. But you know, superhero movies, that's what you get, basically.
I got
for me, those are made for teenagers. So
no, yeah, you know what though?
Yeah.
I was thinking about it. They're not made for teenagers. They're made for the entire world. And I was reading this article about how the last Pirates of the Caribbean movie, not the most recent one, but the fourth one, it cost like $250 million to make or something, $300 million to make.
Yeah.
It only made about $60 million here in America. China, but they recouped their money.
I think it made more than that.
It made 62. I looked it up today.
Oh, really? Wow.
It recouped its money all across the world. And so now these big budget movies, they're not really made for an American audience. They're made for a world audience.
Yeah.
And so when you expand your audience base, you kind of lose the nuance and kind of the attention to detail that would really resonate
bland
with American people.
And translate into 1,000 different languages. And I guess the cultures are so different that you have to make.
Yeah. So it all gets boiled down to we're good. They're bad. We're going to kill them. Let's go. And
I was just going to say, that was the thing that I was reading. I think I talked about it on here already, but the writer, some writers that were in charge of writing a new Batman movie or something right now. And I don't know if this was like an unsubstantiated rumor or anything, but they said that they were in the rumor has it. They were in the middle of writing it and they're like, no, we got to like take it. It's done. We got to move on. And it's like, well, these big writers will help. It's not good right now, but these big writers will help us. You know, all these big writers in Hollywood were willing to pitch in, and they were like, look, this is going to be in so many other languages, like, it doesn't matter, just give it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
And, you know, Wonder Woman comes down to basically, like, if you're not on the side of America, you deserve to die, and we're coming to get you. And I just felt like you could have dialed this into a more meaningful story. But obviously,
well, she was going after a god that was kind of allying himself with the Germans in this war.
Oh.
Just to play devil's advocate.
Interesting.
You know, she's going after her antagonist, which is
and
Ares.
He's on the German side.
Well,
No. She is searching for Ares.
She's searching for
the god of war. She believes that World War One is happening because Ares is kind of manipulating all of mankind. He's manipulating all of mankind. But she's going to go take out the Germans and end this problem.
In the meantime.
No.
Not deal with him at all.
Just, I'm going to take out the Germans.
That's where she teams up with a fighter spy guy.
And you know what?
Who's on the British
team. I don't want to spoil anything. Yeah. There was another plot point in this movie that's a major spoiler, and I don't want to talk about it, but it really disappointed me. It's a trope that I'm on a wait a week or two. We'll come back to Wonder Woman. I'll talk about this trope that I hate in movies, but Wonder Woman was a big victim of this. I'll talk about it again later.
All right.
But world audiences are ruining movies, frankly. We need.
It's not even world audience. It's the market, their business model.
Yeah,
they green light.
We need
only going to be bland stuff.
I want somebody to make a movie for the greatest country on earth. Everybody,
this USA,
one. US of A.
There's got to be some indie guys out there that want to make a good American.
Speaking of indie guys, what? I just wanted to say I never saw Get Out until this last week.
Oh,
and
there you
go. That was like one of my. That's probably my favorite movie this year. I really, really, really like that movie.
I'd say that too. Favorite this year.
I was saying earlier, my favorite movies this year have all been sub $10 million little movies. Like that and Split or whatever. It's like these little bizarre movies. Really enjoyed. I've enjoyed
those Split a little bit more than Get Out. I think that might be my favorite that I saw so far.
I think I'm the opposite. I think Get Out, I watched again. And it was so rewarding watching it one more time, knowing how it ends up.
Picking up all the
every
stuff.
Single thing in that movie was a every single thing was a planted seed for what was really happening. And watching it again was just holy shit. They gave you all they gave you the answer to that movie a million times. And the fact that you don't know it until really the end is so well done. So anyway, I just wanted to say that like. That's where I feel like it's headed. It's like these little stories are way more interesting at this
point.
But whatever. I'm older too.
I kind of feel like some of the charm of Get Out is the political climate of the world we live in today.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it really plays off of the current culture.
I think that's what promoted it so well.
Yeah. And that's why I personally liked Split a little bit more because I felt like it was, kind of removed from all that stuff. I got a little bit more escapism out of
That's
Split.
The thing is, I haven't seen either of these movies, but I'm so tired of the political climate in this.
It's not really about that.
Oh, I mean, it's not really about that, but I feel like the movie benefits in its promotion and its popularity
because of the world we live in. Like, I'd rather watch that where it's like, I just want to get out of this fucking world for a second and just go somewhere else because it's so fucked up. I just want to go somewhere else. So,
hey, there's like legit lesbian fantasy going on in the beginning of that movie.
Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
Yeah, one thing about Wonder Woman that was hilarious was
the training sequence.
All of this controversy about the all-woman screening of Wonder Woman, I just felt if that upset you, you're not going to like Wonder Woman at all. The movie is set on a all-woman world where there are no men and men show up and they start fighting and killing them.
Yeah.
Anyways,
there's
just food for thought.
A Star Trek episode like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, they ripped off Star Trek.
Yeah, it's like the women are in charge and the men are
next
like,
gen?
Yeah, yeah. Women are like the leaders and the men are like the little slaves. And
dude,
like,
beam me there. Death by Snoo Snoo.
There's a Futurama episode like that.
But of course, one of them falls for Riker. Of course.
Fucking typical number one.
Nobody can resist the Reich.
No got that one. Fucking beard.
No.
Hey, speaking of Star Trek, the new Star Trek game came out this week. Star Trek Bridge Commander in VR. Has anybody here had a chance to play that?
I played through the entire tutorial.
Wow.
What'd you think of the tutorial?
I mean, it was awesome, but I was in that for so long that I ran out of time.
Really?
This
is so funny. I'm stoked for the Star Trek game. Like, I'm so stoked. I played the demo at PAX and I loved it. But the VR is the opposite of the Switch where it's so fucking hard to play the VR for me where it's like, I can play the Switch anywhere and it's simple. But the VR is like the whole process of setting up. Now I'm like sectioned off. So like if I'm watching my kids, I'm not anymore. And I can't like, if, you know,
it's not made
for people with kids.
It's not. It's really not. So trying to find the time to play it is really tough. And Rocco told me about how long the demo, the
tutorial,
training was.
The toots.
Yeah. And it's just like, oh, I don't have 2 hours. Get so maybe I don't. Out. I don't know. So, but I still want to play it. I just haven't checked it. I did buy it though.
You're the biggest Star Trek fan I know.
I am the biggest Star Trek fan.
I want to know your review more than anybody.
Yeah.
I'm not a big Star Trek fan.
Sure.
I don't really like it at all, in fact.
I'm not the biggest Star Trek fan either, but
I've heard this is fun, but like
unintellectual Neanderthals.
Dummies.
Is there any reason to play this? It's just in the experience of running the ship, the Enterprise, right?
I mean,
I haven't played this one, but I did play the original Bridge Command, and I think just coming at it as like a tactical you know, you're involved in battles and you're helming a ship. So even if you don't like Star Trek, just kind of the management of your weapons and your defenses and your maneuvers. I feel like if you just approach it from a space battle kind of viewpoint, you know, you get the experience of being the commander of a giant war vessel.
It's still you and a bunch of friends defending a ship. You know, so what I played was cool, but again, I pretty much played, it was all single player stuff.
Because I've heard that this is a ton of fun with the voice chat on and a group of your friends.
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
My fear is, like, by the time I get around to playing this, none of my friends are going to be playing this.
I'll play with you, Garrett.
You know what we should do is bring in a couple PlayStations, we'll bring our VR helmets, and we should do like a friend dimension.
That would be
LAN party.
Because we all have VR.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. That would be awesome. That's what's blowing my mind here is this is rare territory where we all got this game and also rare territory. None of us played it.
Yeah.
Well, like,
how the hell did that happen?
To be fair, I haven't gotten it.
Everyone in this room but you has it.
Yeah. Wow.
And nobody's played it.
And speaking of VR, I was waiting for that Farpoint game. That's finally here, but like I haven't touched or even looked into that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It is a process to get the VR set up and going. But once you're in it, it's super cool.
What's pretty dumb, I have to say as well, is I got a new TV. I have a 4K TV now. It does HDR and all that. The little VR box that VR attaches to your PS4 does not pass HDR content through, basically. So I have this brand new TV that can see more vivid color than ever. Yeah. But I have to like disconnect all that
to
watch it. Or, you know what I mean? That's if I want to use VR, I got to hook it all back up again.
What?
And it's like, you should have just had this box pass that through. I mean, Sony's PS4 Pro is all about HDR. Yeah, all the content on this is HDR compatible. But that VR box, no, it won't go through that.
That's
cool.
Thanks.
That
update? They can't.
That's hardware.
Oh, that's terrible.
I just disconnected that whole VR unit anyway, because it wouldn't go into rest mode with my console.
Yeah, my VR unit's in a box underneath my PlayStation on the shelf.
I just unplugged it, wrapped it up with the headset, and I stored those together. For whatever reason, every other time I put my console in rest mode, that thing will stay on for like days.
Oh, no kidding. I haven't had that problem.
I have to unplug it and plug it back in.
I haven't played more than what I played at PAX, but I am bummed you can't be on the Enterprise D or like in that world of Next Generation. It's all like before that, which I kind of would rather play Next Gen style stuff than the original series.
Star Trek Bridge Commander on PC, one of the highest rated games on Metacritic of all time.
I'll play that one.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hey, we should have mentioned our sponsors at the top of the show. We do have sponsors because we're professionals. Sponsor number one, we are sponsored by Kickapoo Joy Juice. Enjoy, spit that shit out. Once you have a Kickapoo, a Kickapoo, water will literally taste like urine.
Yep.
Some people are into that. I myself am not.
I'm not.
No.
So I enjoy Kickapoo.
Rocco, you said no, but we all know.
Trust me, I went there and I left.
Yeah, he's tried it.
Nope.
You can try Kickapoo for yourself by going to drinkkickapoo.com. And at this point, if you haven't tried a Kickapoo, what the fuck is wrong with you? You don't even know.
What is this?
You're just being contrarian at this point, okay? Oh, I'm not going to try it. Oh, I enjoy having an opinion on something I've never tried.
No.
Please.
Tell them to get with the program.
Have a sample at least.
Yeah, so go to drinkkickapoo.com. Follow at drinkkickapoo on Twitter if you really want to get in the know with this beloved, delicious drink. Don't be a normie. That's all. If there's anything you learn from this podcast, don't be a normie.
Don't be a basic sponge.
Yeah.
Okay. Think for yourself.
Exactly.
Don't, what are you going
to
drink?
So listen to what we say. Go to drinkhickaboo.com and get an order a case for yourself.
Do what we tell you.
It's on Amazon too. Order one now. Order one now.
Do it.
Pause this. Hey, speaking of Amazon, if you have Amazon Prime, you should subscribe to our Twitch stream. They're trying to sabotage you.
You gotta get to a PC.
They don't want you to enjoy quality content and entertainment. I don't know why. I think Amazon's jealous of our podcast.
They probably are.
It is sabotage.
Yeah. Amazon, we are no threat to Amazon, and yet they still envy our success, and they try to squash us by unsubbing all of our fans.
Can you believe that?
Automatically, it's bullshit. Let's see. You get a free subscription through your Amazon Prime account. So go to our Twitch channel, hit subscribe. You get all the bonus features. It's cool stuff. You're going to enjoy it. Do yourself a favor. Click that button.
You get no ads and all the emoticons.
I have a question because I don't honestly know the answer to this. If they watch another person's stream, can they use our emojis or emoticons still?
I believe so.
Oh, that. See, you can
watch. I think. I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that.
You could harass.
Games and do stocks up for him.
Yeah. You could harass all the other channels out there.
Because I'm seeing other people's
badass emojis.
Yeah, I am too.
See this Jessica Negri face all the time. I don't know what that's all about.
Is that an emoji?
I thought it was with blue hair. Maybe that's not.
I don't think that's her.
See, I think that's just like a fetishized fantasy.
You can go to their chat and show them what they're missing. Probably. I mean, they don't. But they're like
the Jessica Negri emoji wouldn't be your face, bro.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It's minions. That's what we're laughing at. Dude, there it is. That's not Negri with the blue hair. All right.
Hey,
you wish.
Sorry, you're saying.
Oh, I was also going to say, hey, support us. Buy a shirt. Why don't you? Go to shop.mega64.com. Get yourself a cool piece of apparel.
We have a lot of great stuff at shop.mega64.com. A lot of great stuff. Sean, you may want to cut this out on Tuesday. Good. Because I hated it. I'm just kidding. Check that stuff out if you get a chance.
Hey, and also, you know what? We have a Patreon. Patreon.com/Mega64. And it's actually, we're sending out the boxes.
Kevin and I have been, Kevin especially.
They're going out.
He's been around the clock.
We send out these top tier prize boxes quarterly. Every 3 months. You get four a year. This is the fourth one. So this is officially our year of doing a Patreon. I guess it's not officially a year of doing Patreon, but it's a year's worth of boxes.
Yes.
And I feel like that's a big deal. And I kind of want to show off some of the highlights of the past year. Some of the cool stuff we sent out. Some people out there, you know, they don't get these boxes. They don't know what they're missing.
Sure.
I think we should let them know. Can we get this on camera here? We have to.
Yeah. I can work the camera if you want.
No.
Okay.
We got Kev. He's like multifaceted.
We've got it all set up here QVC style. Is that right? QVC?
Yeah, home shopping? That's it. Quentin Veslovius
Cox. Oh, look at this. Wonderful. Fake brand sunglasses. Rare collector's eye.
Beautiful.
You may have seen these on the beautiful face of Rocco Bodhi even earlier tonight.
That's right.
Originally on Gear
Remember me?
We stole
some
his look.
People inspired. Like collectibles, you know, we did send out ages ago. This is about 9 months ago. We sent out our Mega 64 trading cards. I would like to extend this into a full collection.
Me too.
I was into Marvel trading cards and DC trading cards when I was a kid. This is beautiful. They come with facts on the back of all your favorite characters like Christopher Demon, the new Batman. I hope DC doesn't sue us for that one. And Bayonetta, which I hope Nintendo doesn't sue us for that one. I was going to say, including that, I don't know what I was going to say, brain fart. But in addition to that, you know, we have these designer stickers here. Have a seat on the monster toilet.
Yo.
The glasses. We've got badass apparel like this bandana.
Humpty crunkty bandana.
Very sexual. You fold this up, put it out the back of your pocket. You can go anywhere in America. Nobody will mess with you because they know you're part of the Hunkty Crunkty crew.
That's true.
If you live in a colder part of America, you know, earlier this year, we did put out, look at this, beautiful, exclusive Mega 64 scarf. I should put this all on.
You should.
Look at it.
This is how good you could look at home, ladies and gentlemen. Look at this.
You really do look this good.
They wear it all at once, too.
Some people actually look this good when they go out to the club looking for the next piece of penis.
People listening to the audio version, Derek looks like a member of Veins of Jenna right now.
Yeah. Oh, good ref.
Obscure reference.
Yeah. You know, those with the
I don't even get that reference. The fuck is veins of justice? Is that an insult? I don't even know if that's an insult. Hey, I find that you've insulted me.
It could go either way, and that's why it's a good one.
I'm going to be so upset.
Aerosmith used to put bandanas on the microphone. I've never seen a band put more on their fucking bodies.
We did enamel pins for the first time ever. Mega 64 never did an enamel pin. And then we put out...
That's true.
Me as Sonic. No, this is not Sonic, you fucking sixth grader.
What is
this
that?
This is Sonic. Puerto Rican Sonic.
Yeah.
The fastest cat alive. Exclusive hat, too, with some nice Battle of the Bands
gnarly
pins. Look at that.
Teeth on that hat.
Am I looking better looking by the moment?
Dude, it's getting pretty so... Better. Like, I'm unable to resist.
Yeah. Team Timbo sticker. I'll put that on here.
Boom.
Matches the bandana. Where was that Marcus sticker? Ooh. You remember this guy? You remember this guy from our show? It's been a while since you've seen him. By the way.
Do the thing. The noise he makes, Rocco.
Yeah, do his noise, Rocco.
Rocco, what? Do his noise.
The fuck are you talking
about? Sean, like, Sean, you want to grace everybody?
No, with he's serious.
It's Rocco's. Rocco does the famous.
All right.
Whoosh.
Whoosh. Oh. He's doing that. There's. Oh. I got what you're doing.
Calendars so you don't miss any of your events. Your fucking child custody dates if you're Sean. Your 45,000 hours of work if you're Garrett. Your 24/7 anime schedule if you're Rocco. And
what about for you?
Yeah, what are you up to?
I'm relaxed. You know, my schedule's wide open. Anybody wants to hit me up, I'm available. This calendar's empty.
Blank slate.
Blank slate.
Well, you're going to be full of dates after you wear all that swag on camera, man.
Hey, look at this, ladies and gentlemen.
What is that?
Wait a minute.
20-page coloring book.
This is...
Whoa, people haven't seen that yet. Those are in the mail now.
These are in the mail now. You can't get this unless you already signed up for the top tier. You know what? I'm not going to show you what's in this book, but it's brilliant. A lot of people contributed to this. I contributed a page to it. It's cool stuff. Hey, if you're interested in this... Go to our Patreon, patreon.com/mega64. Not only that, but wait, there's more. QVC style, we have a sweepstakes, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, shit.
We do a sweepstakes once a month, which averages to three every 3 months, which is how we like to do it. We get some winners. We select them from our sweepstakes, and we send them some prizes. Everybody in our Patreon is automatically entered into the sweepstakes. But you don't even have to sign up for the Patreon to enter in the sweepstakes. No purchase necessary, as they say. The information is available on our Patreon website. These are our winners!
Oh, man.
For the summer edition of the Mega 64 sweepstakes. I'd like to call them out right now. Can I get a drum roll?
Here we go.
Number one. Our first winner of the Mega 64 sweepstakes, ladies and gentlemen. He goes by the name... Disco isn't dead for this guy, Floyd Disco.
Oh,
Mr. Floyd Disco, we will be sending you a special box of treats. You know, it's not just the Patreon stuff. We're going to be sending you some
different stuff,
exclusive memorabilia, stuff that's floating around here in the warehouse. You know, stuff we use in videos, signed merchandise,
legit things from
very special prizes.
Mega 64
universe. Yeah. Winner number two.
Okay.
This guy, trying to think of a joke for his name. Can't think of one. Just going to say the name. Mr. Jamie Nelson. Jamie. Congratulations, Jamie.
Good job.
Jamie, you might be a female. Jamie. I called you Mr. If you see me on the street, we can duke it out with fisticuffs.
The burps are...
And that'll settle it. And winner number three. The final winner of the Mega 64 sweepstakes. It could be anybody at home watching right now. Maybe it's you. I'll tell you who it is. Alexander Davis. Congratulations, Alexander.
Alexander.
Those are our three winners for the sweepstakes.
You earned it, guys.
Yeah. If you want to enter the sweepstakes, check out our Patreon. Cool. All right. That's that.
Cool. And I will say with the Patreon boxes that there are other things in that box coming as well.
So more that they haven't seen.
Get ready. Kevin and I are shipping them out tomorrow. So hopefully by the end of the week, you will get them. Domestically, international. Cool. I'm not in charge of that. That's customs. That's not me.
Very cool.
There I said. So,
hey, this coming week is we're almost actually a week from now will be Microsoft's keynote.
Yeah.
For E3. A week from now.
Oh, I can't wait.
By this point next week, we will know everything about Scorpio. I'm really excited about. And then E3 obviously is.
Starts
following that.
Yeah.
That's where it all kind of begins.
Mm.
But I am actually this year most excited about Microsoft's.
Really?
Because
you want to know about Scorpio.
I have no clue where they can go.
Halo.
Where they will go. I mean, that's a joke every year, but honestly.
Yeah, and it's right every year.
They've already said they won't. They've already said
they
that.
They said that.
What, there's no Halo?
I think people maybe they confirmed no Halo. I think they said like they're not doing we're not talking Halo this year.
Scale back.
I feel like I read that, maybe I made that up.
Instead, we're going to talk about how Scorpio will replace your cable subscription, how Scorpio will play your DVDs, how you can watch ESPN on your Scorpio and get Lifetime channel on your Scorpio.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens, but I honestly like here's the thing. Sony's keynote, you know, I love the PS4 and all that stuff, but there's only so many places they can go. They've announced Last of Us 2. They've announced that. So maybe will we see more of that? Who knows?
Poo.
God of War, we haven't seen since last year.
Yeah.
But and they're already putting up a big God of War thing in downtown LA, so you know they'll talk about
that's,
that.
That's only Microsoft?
Kratos. No.
What? Sony.
Sony. Okay. Yeah.
Get with it, dude.
Sorry.
So Sony can only I feel like Sony is just going to expand upon all these, you know, they've already announced Final Fantasy VII Remake. Yep. There's only so many things they could show at this thing. You know, they might have a new IP coming out now that Horizon's out and done with. They might have some new stuff and that'll be cool, but the existing stuff, there's only so many places they can go. I feel like Nintendo, same thing. They're going to show more Mario probably. I know where they're kind of probably going with that, you know, unless they surprise us, who knows.
Show new Switch stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Which will be cool. But Microsoft is the biggest question mark. I mean, I have no clue what game they haven't talked about any new games lately at all.
Right.
Scorpio is still like, what is that? What is it? Like, what, you know, what's that
going to
be?
This is going to be a make or break moment for Microsoft.
Same thing. This is like, if they don't kill it and it sucks, then what? They're done.
What is? Right? Hey. For me, there never came a point where Xbox One became a must-buy.
No.
No.
So are they just jumping ship and just going to swing on over to Scorpio and that's going to be the must-buy?
I don't think it's jumping ship. Isn't the console lifespan over as far as one?
How long has Xbox One been out?
I mean, it's been 4 years. I mean, consoles have ended at that point.
Fuck, man.
They have done that. But, I mean, honestly, the original Xbox, they only waited 4 years before Xbox 360 got announced.
Really, like 4 years?
Yeah, and everyone I know got Xbox 360. A lot of people I know got that as like their first console, and a lot of people I knew at that time weren't even aware of the original Xbox. And I was just sitting there like, I played fun stuff on the original Xbox. Like,
oh yeah,
I actually did. Like, I was kind of blown away by that. 360 was this new panacea of just, you know.
Well, you know,
it did a lot of things great.
I didn't have the original Xbox. It was Microsoft's first console. And I felt like, hey, Nintendo's been around forever.
Yeah.
Sony's been around, not forever, but for a while. Are you guys going to continue with the video game thing? I almost didn't trust it.
Sure.
So when Xbox 360 came out, it was like, okay, this looks cool. And clearly, you're going to stick with the video game industry. And yeah, I picked up a 360.
Also, too, it came out at a time where I think it's safe to, I will assume that we all probably didn't have a ton of money for a billion consoles.
Yes.
Honestly, I mean, 2001, none of us were rolling in dough or anything.
I had to make my choice between my PlayStation, Nintendo, or an Xbox.
The only reason I had a regular Xbox, I was never on my priority. I got one later because it was like a graduation present. That was the only reason I had one.
I had friends goat me into getting one to play multiplayer Halo.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I got one. Like, like a couple months before the 360 came out.
Yeah.
I got an Xbox One.
So,
the PS4 came out when? Same year as Xbox One, right? So that's 4 years old?
4 years ago.
Because I would be bummed if they announced the PS5 at this point, because I'm pretty settled in with my PS4 and I don't want...
PS4 is a must buy.
I feel like PS4 is... the thing is like, this shit has changed. You know, we didn't get the PS4 until what, 7 years after the PS3.
Yeah.
So it's not quite the same. And, you know, by the end of the PS3, I mean, it was after 7 years, it still felt like a pretty good system. Yeah. So 4 came, and even then it was kind of like, I'm in, I love the PS3. So I'm in on 4, but, do we need... there was still an era of, like, do we need a new system?
And maybe this is just me personally, but I felt towards the end of the 360 era, Microsoft was overplaying their hand. PlayStation was offering free online play. Microsoft was still charging for Xbox
PS3 Gold. PS3 got better and better.
Yeah. And, you know, if you didn't subscribe to the online services, you started losing games that you had access to on the Xbox 360. And they weren't releasing new games that warranted continuing my online subscription. I lost so much than just my online capability when I was not able to play those games because I didn't subscribe to it. And I just felt like you're taking so much and you're not really giving us anything back, and now there's this new console, and I don't know if I trust you. Yeah. Then all that shit came out about how like it always has to be online, the camera's gonna watch you, and all this stuff.
Wasn't a good,
all
good
that introduction. All that bad PR, they never got over it. And it's really interesting to me how Xbox was the king and was dethroned.
They got too cocky.
They got too cocky.
And you know, it's all cyclical because you know the PS4 came. I love the PS4, but they did introduce
PS2 was king.
Yeah.
Right? So
But when the PS4 showed up, they started charging for online.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, oh, now they both do. But
and then I had to pick one or the other.
Yeah, but honestly, PS4's online, they've had a great selection of stuff. Okay,
they give
whatever.
You free games.
But yeah, true. That's true.
So awful.
Yeah, and honestly, everything, you know, I took my subscription with Xbox Gold, whatever it was called, and I just moved it over to PlayStation. Yeah. So I converted.
Now, this week, I don't know if you guys saw, they finally announced Nintendo put out some details.
Oh, yeah.
Because they said when they announced the Switch, we're going to do eventually we'll charge for online too. And people were like, oh, no. Nintendo, you were the one that didn't. They came out with the info.
Okay. I don't know it.
$20 a year.
Well, that's okay.
It's not bad.
That is not bad.
But they said they have a special plan. If you want to do it if you want to do just a month or something, it's $4.
Okay.
It's not bad.
What an inconvenience.
However, and they said what was interesting is they said they mentioned before when they talked about this. Yeah, it's going to come later in 2017, but you'll get a free virtual console game every month. You'll get an old game. Mm. But then after that month, it'll go away.
Oh fuck!
You know, it was kind of just like. All right.
Dude, the nickel and diming needs to stop.
Well, listen. So they announced this week, we're not going to go through with that. We're thinking about the way they described it was almost like a service. It almost sounded like a Netflix-like service.
Of Nintendo.
Where it was like, you have access to this as long as you pay the online thing. Hmm. And we're going to add, they said specific examples.
Okay.
We're going to add, just to make it more worth it, we're even going to add online play to old games that didn't have it. So, and they specifically cited Mario Brothers 3. What would online for that even be?
Sure. Take turns playing it. Remember, you could do local multiplayer. You take turns playing the game.
I guess it would be
Mario
that, I guess.
Mario and Luigi, okay.
They mentioned some other games, too, that I cannot remember. But, so something like that. I thought that was kind of cool. It was like they listened, kind of. You know, it's like... I don't know.
All right. Can you download these games?
I mean, nobody knows anything.
But my question would be, can you download these games because now with the Switch being portable?
Yeah, exactly.
I think they
know that. I mean, I don't think if it had to be always online, that would be really cowardly.
If Xbox does that, if PS4 does that, which they do, they know I'm always going to be with Wi-Fi because I'm at my house and it's not an issue.
Sure.
But, okay, well, that is interesting.
Yeah.
And also, I almost feel like I'd rather pay for Nintendo's online service because it's so bad. Now that maybe it will make them be better.
Yeah, you know? It's almost like now they have to be.
Right, they have to.
But, but regardless, too, they also announced they're pushing it. They said, it'll all be free till 2018. We're not going to do it this year.
Okay, so
that's good. Make it free. Get people in there.
Exactly.
Because honestly, every month it seems like there's a new subscription service, and I'm running out of the subscription budget. Okay,
right, sure. Remember
between Netflix, Hulu, Amazon.
I feel $20. That is for the year. Is such like $60 is like that's kind of hard to swallow, but $20 is like,
all right. $20, that's fine. I won't order a pizza from Domino's.
Saying, right, like
I'm 1 week.
I think they're going the right route with that. It's cheap. They're letting everyone just have it for a year. I think they're and offering that additional stuff on top of it. I think they're doing a good job. I actually think that's a good idea. I was worried because again, Nintendo Online is not something I equate to like good. I want to pay
quality.
I just don't. I mean, I'm not even going to say bad quality because honestly, like when Smash Brothers came out, that worked day one, at least for me. I don't know if anybody else had trouble, but that worked for me. Mm. And I was like, you know, on the other consoles, these huge games coming out, don't worry. Maybe nobody has a Wii U, and that's what it was. But that
definitely
could have been a factor.
Yes.
But it still, it wasn't something I was urging for. And you know, I don't know, $20 for a whole year? Okay. I feel like, why not?
Not too bad.
Yeah, I don't think that's too bad. So anyway, so that's all their stuff. Anyway, going into, so yeah, E3 coming up. I'm excited to see what Microsoft does because I really have no clue.
Yeah.
So I really want to do, last year, like, streamed some of the keynotes. I want to do that again.
Yeah, we should do that again.
That was a lot of fun.
That
was fun. Depending on when they are. But then again, it's on a Sunday that time, so maybe I'll just go earlier than the podcast. I'll just turn it on or something.
Yeah. Hey, there you go.
It's on Sunday?
It's on a Sunday.
Microsoft is.
The other ones are Monday.
Does Apple have one tomorrow?
Jesus is rolling in his grave, and that's all I'm going to say.
Wow.
Okay, that's the Lord's Day. It's not Microsoft's Day.
Yeah. Sean says,
I agree with that.
You know what Sean thinks about religion.
I just say it's not for me. E3, that's what I say about it. So I say all religions for people, fine. But for me, I don't know.
Maybe E3, though,
too
is
smart
the religion.
For everybody else.
Maybe
I'm
the tech religion.
That. I'm saying.
Are you a theist or a smart person?
I am neither. I am neither.
It's not
words.
Something. It's not something I like to do, to explain a joke. I don't like doing that.
Yeah.
But I just feel like the history here with Mega 64 is long enough.
That's an old
that one. I would just want to revisit that there was a thread on our forums a long time ago.
When we had forums.
When we had forums. That the subject was, are Mega 64 theists or smart people? Man, that was a great thread. That was a great thread.
I chose smart person by default.
Oh.
But hey, that's our podcast.
Wait.
What?
I want to say more about E3 real quick.
It's not over so far.
Oh, geez, not even over.
E3.
Can we do it in the after show?
E3 predictions.
Okay.
Can we can't go on that?
I'll give you one. You have literally 1 minute.
Yeah, the after show still goes online. I mean, it's not like anybody.
E3 predictions. What would be your dream thing? Like, okay, they announced this new game at E3. What is your thing you would most want?
It hasn't been announced yet? It
hasn't been announced. Because that's where you're stuck. Because they've already announced.
Resident Evil 2 remake.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's announced, though. Come back to me.
Okay.
Think about it.
You go first. You gotta tell those questions. Oh, yeah.
I hope that Konami comes out and says something officially about a possible Chapter 3 upon nuclear disarmament with Metal Gear Solid 5.
Metal Gear?
Pain. Yeah.
I think that would be the thing I would want least. Because I know a certain someone wouldn't be involved. Mm. For me, I would say everything I really want is in the works right now, generally, except one thing. Can we just get on the fucking Metroid train? Give us a new Metroid. Make it 2D. Make it old graphics. I don't care. Just please give me something Metroid that is good. But everything else looks great. You know, everything else that's already in the works looks awesome. So that's my only thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you going to say like new Toy Story game?
No, I was going to say like
a new Amiibo.
Yeah, like a new Amiibo.
Donkey Kong, but the last ones were so fucking hard.
Roblox official release.
We've gone to the Donkey Kong well. I feel like we're good.
You fucking popped this question. I mean, I'm just trying to think of my
answers. No, I'm just giving my thoughts.
I wasn't asking for your thoughts, frankly.
A game where you insult religion.
Frankly, I wasn't insulting religion. It wasn't for me.
Antichrist, Sean, the game.
Dante's Inferno 2.
Yeah. Oh, honestly, yeah, that game was fucking
I wish they would.
I know, that was...
Paradiso.
That was great.
You know, Visceral, who made that game.
Oh. Yeah. Portal.
Portal
3?
Portal?
Really?
New
Portal.
Portal VR.
Oh, not put
it,
sick.
Ooh. Put it in VR.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
I was going to say, the developer that made...
Visceral.
That, yeah, Visceral made Dante's Inferno.
Yeah.
They're in charge of... They're using three developers to make the new Battlefront.
Oh, okay.
Criterion, who used to be behind Burnout and stuff, are doing all the vehicle stuff.
Mm-hmm.
DICE, who did the first-person shooters... You know,
Battlefront.
Yeah, they're doing the multiplayer. And then the single-player campaign is by Visceral.
That's cool.
I thought that sounded awesome. So, yeah, I'm kind of stoked on that.
Is that dated this year?
I think it's the end of this year.
Battlefront?
I'm pretty sure.
Yes. All right, Derek. Go ahead.
Something good that is new and is not a sequel, fifth in the franchise of a game we've already played a million times. So I guess I'm looking for something that's not Assassin's Creed or Call of Duty. Maybe they could release something that looks like No Man's Sky, but is actually what everybody wanted No Man's Sky to be. You know, it's expansive. A reboot of Spore. A first-person reboot of Spore. That's what I want.
Remember,
you start
like metaphorically or actually a reboot?
Actually, you start as a single cell organism and then you grow a civilization and then you go into space and go and explore other planets, discover other civilizations, except now it's next gen and it's first person.
But it's not Spore or it is Spore?
Hey, play it however you want it.
Because, okay.
Will Wright, Will Wheaton, whoever made Spore, if you're out there. You can take my idea and run with it.
Will.
If he chooses not to, then laissez-faire. We'll let a new entrepreneur take it.
Listen.
And run with it.
Will Turner, if you're watching this, get it together and get it the fuck out there right now. Knock off the Sims. We got enough Sims.
Mm-hmm. You know, I want video games to be fucking like inspiring, awe-inspiring again. I feel like that era of, wow, all this new stuff that we've never seen before is coming out is... over. Hey, here's the same game number 4, same game number 5, last year's hit number 2. I'm over it.
Well,
wouldn't be a Spore reboot being that same genre? Wouldn't that be the same thing?
Yeah, you just asked for a Spore reboot.
Then don't make it Spore.
Okay.
I'm saying I want something. I feel like we are at a level where consoles are powerful enough and the games aren't living up to it. Things should be so much more expansive than where we are, and people are just not doing new shit with video games. I was talking about Prey. Everybody knows I hate Prey. I was talking about it the other day with these guys, and it occurred to me another thing I didn't like about Prey. Are we still doing characters just patrolling a room for no fucking reason, walking in a circle with no motivation? Let's think harder. Let's, you know, just expand what video games can be.
This is why, I thought was interesting about, why I like Shadow of Mordor.
Yeah.
Is I felt like it gave more life to just enemies kind of fumbling around.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, I know their name. They know my name.
That was interesting.
That was cool.
And that was one game that did that 5 years ago, and now we're back to Call of Duty.
It's so interesting, too, because that game came out, and when I was reading reviews of it and stuff, they all said, oh, this is the thing everyone's going to rip off, this notoriety, this whatever. What did they call that
Nemesis?
System?
Nemesis
system. Where everyone learns about you. All these games are going to rip that off. And
Nobody did, because it's hard work to put effort into something.
Yeah,
why? Honestly. Why put effort into something when your shit will make you $2 billion?
I read a thing that the sequel to the game, because there's a new one.
Oh, really?
What is it called? War? I think it's called Shadow of War. It's a really boring title, whatever it is. But anyway, I read a thing the other day. Oh, it got delayed till October. I didn't even know it was being developed.
Either.
I didn't know anything about a release date for that. So, hey, October sounds great.
I didn't play the first, so it would be cool to get the second.
Yeah, it was really cool.
I know. I mean, seeing Eric play it and then all the stuff that we watched when we made the video
was like, exactly.
Damn, I wish I had time for this.
But going to what you're saying, though, Derek, I completely agree. I 100% agree. What I want more than anything from the show is new properties that explore new frontiers. I completely agree. I was just saying Metroid for the sake of something I can actually like tangibly explain, you know, because we could all say we want something new, but it's easier to just go, all right, if they're going to,
you know what I believe? This is what I think about all humans when it comes to the world of entertainment. Nobody knows what they want. They'll tell you they want something and you give it to them and they're disappointed. So surprise them. Yeah. Give them something they didn't know they wanted.
Yeah.
E3, it's on you. Ball's in your court.
That was Steve Jobs' mentality, you know. And then it's funny, like, Apple's making great products, but it's just, here's another color of it.
Yeah. Well, dead now.
He is dead. We'll see what they announce tomorrow. Somebody asked Siri. They went, because WWDC is the show they're having tomorrow.
Yeah.
Somebody went, hey, what are they going to show? And Siri goes, oh, we're going to announce the awesome, amazing, I almost said too much.
So they've programmed it in?
Yeah. So what's it going to be?
The
car!
Is this the time of year they show phone stuff or laptop stuff?
No, that's not.
Yeah. Okay. It's the new iOS though, maybe, right?
Do you think iPhone 8 is going to come out?
No.
Do you think it'll come
out? I think they're going to call it. I think the 7 was like...
Are they working on that?
They're going to go, we're done.
No more numbers?
I think they're going to be done.
Do you think the Beatles will ever find a way to re-release their music?
No. They're done.
I think we're done. Done with that band.
They'll figure out a way to act and...
You asked Major for a minute, Rocco. I gave you 10. So.
That new Sgt. Pepper remix was really good. I'm glad you brought that.
Let's talk about this in the after show.
I don't fucking care.
The after show goes on the internet, right?
You're gonna cut.
Yes.
There's no reason.
That's a business. Listen,
everybody can see this at any time. They can see it now. They can see it on Tuesday.
He's gonna apologize later.
He just wants to make your life harder. Now I'm with you.
Thank you.
This guy's egotistical.
Yes.
Listen.
Who cares? No one cares.
Nobody's. All right. We're all gonna silence ourselves so we can listen.
The plug section of this podcast was so long, and it's going to be cut down
the
for Tuesday.
Twin Peaks section was so long. You serious?
As long as
it just feels
Wonder
long,
Woman discussion or the plugs.
You say
and
that.
We're going to cut that part. We're going to cut the plug part down on Tuesday, so that's why I thought it was okay to
that's why you thought it was okay. Well, let me tell you, it wasn't okay. It wasn't all right.
Skipped right over the PPS on the archive channel.
Oh,
too.
Fine. Talk about it. What'd you play? Gone. What'd you play, Garrett?
No, we're doing it on the after show.
I'm dying to know what'd you fucking
play. The after show's uploaded to the internet.
I heard this is what we should end this on. I want to talk about the PPS. We're going to end the podcast on this.
Oh, yeah?
A lot of comments. I was reading the reaction to last week's podcast. Mega 64 sucks now.
Oh, no.
We're not funny. We all suck. You're the greatest. Purely played stream.
Wow, purely played?
That's what they're calling it now.
That's not what the show was intended for.
I know, but now you've ascended, you know, like Jesus moving the rock and saying, they didn't kill me after all. That's you.
That's me.
Wait, he said that?
Sean doesn't like the kind of Christ-like.
Yeah, if you knew anything about religion, you might be into it. Cool shit happens, dude.
I don't know literally anything about any religion. I know nothing.
Well, don't knock it till you try.
We promised you'd pick one at the end, so we'll end on that.
Well, hobbyism, go for it.
We have a wheel. Native animalism.
How about this? I'm gonna search religion, and then I'm gonna scroll through all of them and land and you tell me when to stop.
Yeah, just do a spinning scroll.
I'm gonna do a list of religions.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on. I gotta search list of religions.
Okay. There's probably like a big long list.
Go to Wikipedia.
I got them all right here.
Okay.
Oh man, yeah. There's a huge.
Okay.
He's spinning.
Okay. All right, yeah. I'm wiggling it around. Okay. Tell me when to stop. Where it stops, nobody does.
Stop.
Stop.
Oh, he said stop.
What do you okay. Hit? All right, now there's one more thing we'll have to do.
Okay.
You selected Abrahamic religions.
Okay.
Now you must choose one within that.
Narrow it.
Okay. And it's an oh wow, that's a lot of them. Okay. I'm just gonna kind of keep going through them.
Okay. Ready to stop again?
Stop.
He's going to be a Satanist.
My mom says I am part Jewish, so.
Under Christian new religious movements, you have chosen the People's Temple. The People's Temple was an organization founded in 1955 by Jim Jones.
Mm. Oh!
By the mid-1970s, possessed over a dozen locations in California.
Have fun in Africa.
It is best known for the death of over 900 of its members. I'm not joking. I didn't select that.
Wow, you want to do another Jonestown. Wow.
I talked about Christ earlier.
You're an asshole. You want to give babies the Kool-Aid, huh? Whoa, dude.
I swear to everyone watching this, I didn't choose that one on purpose.
Wow, Sean.
He said stop on that one.
You're a bastard.
Jesus.
Wow.
There it is.
All right.
So I'll drink the Kool-Aid.
Good night.
Wait.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to drink the Kool-Aid. Good night.
Everyone stop
crying. Rocco has an additional bit.
Oh, fuck.
Stop crying.
Fuck.
Stop crying.
Fuck.